Alaskans live in many different kinds of creative structures. Reporter Diana Savrin recently traveled across the state, taking shelter in everything from a converted garbage shed to a wall tent. She also found yurts, lots of yurts. And as Savrin reports, there's a lot more to living in a circle than might appear at first glance.
This is the yoga yurt.
When Haines resident Beth McCready refers to her yoga yurt, she's distinguishing it from the others on her property. It's one of three. Beth discovered yurts as lightweight, low-cost housing many years back and has been hooked ever since. The vinyl roof amplifies the sound of rain and makes it very portable.
Sounds good. Yeah. So is this like for the community, yoga and this?
Yeah, anyone can use this, actually. It's open.
Beth is not alone in her enthusiasm. We met yurt dwellers in Homer, Seldovia, Fairbanks, McCarthy, and Healy. And yurts have even made their way as far as Nome and Coldfoot. Jessica Tenoff manufactures yurts in Homer for her company, Nomad Shelter. From her perspective, it's no surprise that yurts have spread so widely, so quickly.
Well, this will load in a small pickup. Not a big pickup, but small pickup. Or a skiff, or a snow machine sled. We've brought this size of yurt 100 miles north of Nome on a snow machine.
That's part of their charm. They're mobile. And once set up, they can easily fold back down. Jessica and others have adapted this ancient structure for use in North America. But there are challenges to living in a big circular room, Jessica admits. There are no corners to slip away in.
My son right now is up in Nome, and he shipped his yurt up there to live in because he's suction dredging off the coast of Nome. And he has a partner who's a woman, and they're not together and living together in the same space.
It's not just roommates who find it challenging to share space. Hig Hagman and Aaron McKittrick live in Seldovia in a 24-foot diameter yurt with their two small children, Latuya and Katmai.
Do you like having the whole family sort of in one room?
Yeah, I think most of the time it works really well. There are occasional times when I, like, wish that Katmai waking up didn't wake Latuya up. Like, you bang your head, yeah.
Yeah, you know, there definitely are compromises. There's time, yeah, like just like Aaron's saying, there's times when you're like, wow, I see why people have multiple rooms in their house, you know?
Aaron and Higgs' yurt sits perched on a plywood platform. The walls are white, checkered with wood lattice. A small wood stove sits in the middle of the yurt, which they say is enough to keep them warm in the winter. There are certainly challenges with having everything in one room, especially because they also work from home, or work from yurt. Areas to sleep, play, work, and cook are merged together, with laptops on kitchen counters, blankets around the table, and toys just about everywhere. In Fairbanks, Amber Heard and her boyfriend Arash Peshin have a less chaotic version of the same thing. Amber is an anthropologist, and living in a yurt has tickled her notion of how humans navigate space.
You do kind of like create this mental space where, okay, I am now in the kitchen, he'll be in the office, or, you know, like, since we can't do it with walls, we just kind of
do it with
headsets.
These small commutes from mental dining room to office to bedroom make the space cozy for some families. But others use yurts to spread out even more. In Haines, newly elected mayor Stephanie Scott let her kids have their own yurts in their backyard.
After we built our larger house and were no longer living in the yurt, we turned it over to our teenagers for whatever recreation they decided to pursue because I wanted my kids to stay at home. And they used it vigorously.
Stephanie built her own wooden yurt when she first came to Alaska and later replaced it with a yurt purchased from an Oregon company. Now that her kids have grown up, she sold the yurt, but she says she misses it. For APRN, and with help from Jonathan Christ Tompkins, this is Diana Savrin.